Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Well, I must say good evening, everyone. Praise the Lord. It's another day's journey, and I'm so glad about it. I thank and praise God for a great and marvelous day. Praise God. Once again, hallelujah. I am Evangelist Willie LaFon. I will be your host and your speaker tonight. Hallelujah. My topic tonight will be, praise God, advice from Mary, the mother of Jesus. Advice from Mary, the mother of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm excited about this topic tonight. I hope you're excited about this topic. I'm excited about who God is. Hallelujah. I'm just so excited, praise God, that he is good, that he loves us, he is for us, he is with us. Hallelujah. And I just give God some glory and praise. I worship him. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. I'm trying to give just about another moment or so others can have an opportunity to come online before I play my song for this evening. I'll give you a scripture reading, praise God. It looks like my dear friend, Mother Alexander's on the line, praise God. I see her number, and I thank and praise God for her being so faithful and supporting us, hallelujah, on tonight. Our scripture reading will be coming from Luke, the first chapter, and verse 38, which says, "And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according unto thy word." Remember that. Be it unto me according unto thy word. Hallelujah. So I just thank God once again for those that will come on tonight and for those that are not able to come on tonight for one reason or the other. You're welcome to come back at another time and go to the website, praise God, and listen to this radio broadcast, praise God. The website link is www.blogtalkradio.com, hallelujah, and it's / Spirit-Filled Women of God, Sisters in Christ Ministries. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Once again, I'm Evangelist Willie LaFon, and I will be your host and your speaker on tonight, and it gives me great pleasure to talk about the subject tonight, advice from Mary, the mother of Jesus. I'm excited about this topic, and I wanted to talk about this subject all month long because in the month of May, the Mother's Day is celebrated during the month of May. And I said to myself, I said, if anybody could give us some advice, praise God, it should be Mary, the mother of Jesus, because I don't hear too many people speaking on Mary, praise God. But we're going to thank and praise God. It looks like someone else has joined us, praise the Lord. And I was trying to see who that was, praise God. Some of these numbers I don't recognize, praise the Lord, hallelujah. It looks like that's a comrade, Miss Georgia Duren. Looks like I see her on the line, and we welcome you on Blog Talk Radio this evening. Praise God. So happy you could join us this evening. And while others are coming on, what I'm going to do right now, praise God, I'm going to open in a word of prayer. And after the prayer, praise the Lord, I'm going to play a song while others come on the line. I see others are coming on, and I thank and praise God that they didn't think it robbery to spend a little time with the Lord this evening and hear what he has to say. So go with me for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I come before your presence. I am in appreciation of who you are. I thank you, dear God in heaven. Hallelujah. I thank you that you love us, that you are for us. And Jesus, I thank you for sitting at the right hand of the Father even now, making intercession for us. I thank you for your special anointing, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Upon these, thy your people, and I thank you, Lord God, that you're with us right now as we prepare to have this message on tonight about advice from Mary, the mother of Jesus. Dear God in heaven, I pray that something that is said on tonight will minister to the souls of your people, Lord God. And I pray that this message will bring about a special healing in their life. I pray, dear God, if there's any sick among us, it's your word with your anointing will go forth with the virtuous healing power, and those that will receive the word and make it up in their mind that they're going to be in agreement with your word, that God will release, Lord God, what they stand in need of, even tonight, in the name of Jesus. And if they're interceding on behalf of someone else, I pray that the sword of the Spirit, your word with your anointing, will go forth and set free, save, heal, and deliver at the name of Jesus. I honor you tonight. I worship you, Heavenly Father, and I give your name the praise because you are worthy. Thank you for a new day, a blessed day, in the name of Jesus. I pray the prayer of faith. I love you so much, and I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, tonight in Jesus' name, hallelujah. At this time, I'm going to let you listen to a song that I really enjoy listening to, and I pray that you will enjoy it. And while this song is being played, perhaps some others who have not gotten on the line will have the opportunity to join us. The title of the song, now, I didn't write the song. It's called Jesus Messiah. And it was, the songwriter is Chris Tomlin. Chris Tomlin. Praise God. Listen to the song and be blessed. Amen.
Broken and poured out all for love, the whole earth.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your holy name, Jesus, Messiah. Hallelujah, the Lord of all. Glory be to God. I hope you enjoyed that song just about as much as I did. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. And I thank you, praise God. I love that song, praise God, because Jesus, Messiah, he is the Lord of all. Hallelujah. He's the rescuer for sinners. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I thank you, praise God, for that song. Hallelujah. Well, we're not going to keep delaying any longer. We're going to go ahead and get ready and get started. Praise God. Maybe some others will join us. If not, we pray that they will get the opportunity to come back. We want to thank and praise God that I see my dear friend, praise God, comrade from the military, Apostle Lily, is on the line also. So we'll give God glory for all those who have joined us on tonight, and we just praise and thank God for you taking time out of your schedule, even your, this is a holiday weekend, Memorial Day weekend, and I thank and praise God that you didn't think it was robbery to come on the line to hear this wonderful message. I think it's wonderful, praise God, advice from Mary, the mother of Jesus. Well, let's go ahead and get started, and we invite the Holy Spirit to just take control and speak, hallelujah, what hallelujah will bless us on tonight. Praise God, hallelujah. So advice from Mary, the mother of Jesus, she is the one that was highly favored by God. Mary was given the awesome responsibility and or assignment and the awesome privilege of giving birth to the Messiah. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. And another writer would say his name is Emmanuel, as the scripture says, which means God with us. And he is now our soon coming King. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm going to share with you a little bit about the Mary, the mother of Jesus. I was looking at some information. I looked at the information in the scriptures, praise God. A lot of text coming from Luke. I like how Luke put the information, because, praise God, he put it in such a manner. He said, when you look at the first chapter, you'll find out Luke was the person. He said, you know, others can write about Christ, but I got the excellent information, and he got eyewitness accounts of exactly what took place, and he's a physician. So he was able, praise God, to write the account of the actions of Christ, praise God, and give detailed information. But I happened to have been looking up a little bit more information on Mary, and I found an article that was written by Robert Maloney, praise God, on the historical Mary. And as I was looking at that, it said that Mary, and the scriptures also teach that Mary was born in Nazareth. She was from Nazareth, which is a Galilean town. And the writer says it's a tiny Galilean town. And she was during that period of the reign of Herod the Great. And we know about Herod. He was something else, let me put it like that. Nazareth was of little consequence, according to the writer of the magazine article. And I recall when Nathan was told, praise God, that the Messiah was found, he asked the question, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Well, not only did Jesus, praise God, come out of Nazareth, praise God, but Mary, the mother of Jesus, came from Nazareth, praise the Lord. It said that the article stated that she was belonged to the peasant. She was just a simply peasant girl. And I want to say the article also said Mary was likely, she most likely spent on average 10 hours a day on domestic chores like carrying water from a nearby well or stream. She gathered wood for the fire, cooked meals, and wash utensils and clothes. Well, it also stated in Palestine at that time, women ordinarily married at about 13 years of age. I thought that was interesting that she was so very young, praise God. But when the Lord, the angel of God, Gabriel, praise God, who stand before the presence of God, praise God, gave Mary the news, praise the Lord, hallelujah. We find out she wasn't an older young lady, but she was a young girl, praise the Lord, hallelujah. And it said Luke indicates, praise God, that Mary would give birth to Jesus during the census required by the Romans about 6 B.C., praise the Lord. And, of course, it was in a stable or a stall, and we know that was because there was, what, no room in the inn for Mary, according to Scripture. The article, I like that it said that it would be a mistake to think that Mary was fragile. Yes, she was, as a peasant woman, she was capable of walking the hill country of Judea while pregnant, of giving birth in a stable, of making a 4 or 5 day journey on foot to Jerusalem once a year, because once a year they would, take a trip to Jerusalem to do what? Celebrate the Passover, praise the Lord, hallelujah. That was their custom. John tells us that Mary was present even during the crucifixion of her son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Hello, somebody, that's in the John the 19th chapter, praise the Lord. Luke states that she was in the upper room in Jerusalem with the 11 remaining apostles who devoted themselves to what? Prayer, together with women and with his brothers, praise God. She was, praise God, holy. She was persistent. She was faithful. She was a faithful listener to God's word. She looked for the word of God in people and events. She listened to that word. She pondered on it. And we know the scripture says how when she was told certain things, she would ponder over that information, praise God. And then she would act on the word. She doubtless, what? Repeated again and again what she said to the angel Gabriel after getting the news of her great assignment that she would carry, hallelujah, the God child, Emmanuel, with us, God with us, hallelujah. What would she repeat? That's in Luke, the first chapter, verse 38, which is our main text. She would repeat over and over, be it unto me according to your word, hallelujah. So that's just a little bit of information about Mary. And one other thing, it said that Mary, and I wanted to point out, and I wrote that in my write-up tonight, praise God, even though she was highly favored, praise God, blessed of the Lord, hallelujah, and appointed for such a great assignment, hallelujah, she was not, she was not exempt from having some situations happen in her life that wasn't so pleasant. As a matter of fact, the writer of this article stated that Mary experienced poverty. Yes, she was. She did, praise God. She experienced oppression, violence, and the execution of a son, according to the scripture. Her faith is deeply rooted in that context, hallelujah. She is not among the world's powerful. She is simply God's maidservant, praise the Lord. And we could say much more about Mary, but praise the Lord. I want to say, and I had wrote down this statement, I thought it worth bearing repeating, although she was highly favored, praise God, she was not exempt from challenges, pain, or suffering and trouble in her life. Simeon, when he met Mary, Mary and Joseph, as they was taking the baby Jesus to be circumcised, the prophet Simeon had said that this child, the baby that she would have, it was prophesied that a sword would pierce Mary's soul. And I wanted to mention some of these things because if anybody could give us some advice about being a mother, praise God, it could be Mary, hallelujah. Let me pause for just a moment to share with you. I heard a message of one of my favorite preachers. He's out of West Point, Mississippi, praise the Lord. And he gave some information, some points about mothers, which is really, it's like mothers can be a lot like how God is toward his children. And I wanted to point out these 3 points, and then I'll continue. This is Pastor Richmond. He's from Northside Christian Church in West Point, Mississippi, and he gave 3 points. He was speaking about mothers, the importance of mothers, and he said 1 point he brought out is that mothers give extensive sacrifice on behalf of their child or their children. That's 1 point. Second point, mothers have enduring belief in their child or their children. And the third point he made was that mothers have endless love of her child or her children. And I thought that was really wonderful. And I said, yes, mothers are a lot like God in that way. God is the same. How? In his love, praise God, first of all, in his extensive sacrifice. We know he gave the ultimate sacrifice by allowing his only begotten son to give his life so that all mankind, praise God, would have a right to eternal life should they surrender to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And God is also like that in the manner of enduring belief. And some people would give up on people. Hello, somebody. I know I'm saying what's real. But God doesn't give up on us because, you see, God can see the end of the matter even before it begins. So God has an enduring belief in the his children, praise God, hallelujah. And then the last way this is similar to how God loves his children is that God has, what, endless love for his children, praise God. So mothers are a lot like God in that way. And I think it's interesting how, even though they may cut the umbilical cord when the child is being born, praise God, that does not cut the attachment that the parent, the mother has for a child, because mothers experience wounds. When the child is hurt, they feel that hurt. And likewise with God, praise God, if you're going through something, if you're in pain tonight, if you're suffering over something and you're having an dealing with some issues that is causing you sleepless nights, praise God, realize you're not by yourself because God feels your pain. And if you're a child of God, praise God, hallelujah, it's like even though you're a grown-up, that umbilical cord, that attachment is still to God, hallelujah. So he experiences what you feel and know that he's a good God, and he will work that situation out for you, praise God. So I wanted to point that out to you, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Okay, now, I've already noted, praise God, that even though Mary was highly favored, it did not exempt her from headaches, heartache, or pain, or worry, or suffering, and trouble Mary may have experienced. And so I wanted to say that I give examples of how is it that Mary was so highly favored, but yet she would go through this. Well, remember when Jesus went missing, and I know a lot of mothers who may be on this line tonight have experienced maybe going to a mall or to a store, and then the child had went and hid in the clothes, and you didn't know where the child was. You looked around, and you began to panic. Well, can you imagine Mary when they had gone up to Jerusalem, and the family, praise God, to celebrate the Passover, and they had headed back to where they were going and looked around, and Jesus was not with them, and he was missing for 3 days. And I can only imagine the pain and worry of Mary, the mother of Jesus, praise God, when he had gone missing. That could be found in Luke, the 2nd chapter, praise God. Also, how about the sorrow of Mary's heart, knowing that there are people out to kill, murder, and destroy her child. Hello, somebody. Now, we know Jesus didn't make friends with the scribes, the Pharisees, even the priests. Hello, somebody. A lot of people didn't like him because of who he said that he was, even though he was telling the truth. Hello, somebody. He is, hallelujah, who he says that he is, Jesus, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah, great glory be to God. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. But just knowing, Mary knowing, and no doubt getting word that they trying to set a trap for Jesus. Even one time when he was in one place, we know that they went to try to get him to throw him down a cliff headlong. So that was causing some suffering, and I can only imagine how, if you will, the black mother today, and knowing what's been happening in our country against the black young men and things like that, how painful that is. Hello, somebody, so you can identify with that. But Mary is going to give you some advice to help you tonight. And also one other thing I wanted to mention is that if you didn't get how Mary had suffered so far, remind yourself that Mary, praise God, would watch her child be humiliated, beaten, and crucified. And I can only imagine how extremely anguishing that could be to watch your child be crucified on a cross. Hello, somebody, of a tree. Glory be to God, and watch him be beaten. Oh, my God, have mercy. Yes, so even though she was highly favored by God, picked out by God, hallelujah, to have this great assignment upon her life, it would not exempt her from going through some situations that were just not comfortable. But I thank and praise God, Mary has something to say to us, hallelujah. So glory be to God. One of the things that she points out to us, praise God, is what she said to the angel. Let me just read your scripture, if I will, just a little small sample from, praise the Lord, and I don't know what that was. I hope that phone is still working. I hope nothing has cut off, praise the Lord. I pray we're still online, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. But I wanted to go over just a few scriptures tonight about this text, praise the Lord, just to give you an idea. It says, now Luke, the first chapter, just a few scriptures. I'm going to start with verse 26. It says, in the sixth month of the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to who a virgin, Mary was a virgin, hello somebody, engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in to her and said, hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with you. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto Mary, fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Isn't that something that we all want to hear, whether you're male or female? Praise God. You want to hear that you have found favor with God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I'd like to think it's because you have surrendered your life to him and you have decided that you're going to be in agreement with what God's word says about you. Hallelujah. And that you're going to obey God and that you're going to walk by faith day by day. I would think that, hallelujah, when you've made up your mind to do those things, praise the Lord, that God will find favor in you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, let me just say also, if you are a mother, you have a great assignment on your life. One of the greatest assignments there is to parent that child and bring that child up in a way, hallelujah, that that child may know who God is for him or for herself. Glory be to God. What a great assignment. If you didn't know that was an assignment on your life, well, you've heard that, and that's a very important task. Even if you don't hear that, hey, I'm going to be the great apostle or the great evangelist or the pastor, this or that, praise God. If you are a parent, if you are a mother tonight, what a great assignment upon your life. Hallelujah. And I just want to do what God has called me to do. One thing, hallelujah, that scripture that says what Mary said, that was in verse 38. Mary said to the angel Gabriel, behold, after she got the message, praise God, the angel told her before, he said, behold, you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. And in verse 38, Mary said to the angel Gabriel, behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word. What? That's number one point. That the advice that Mary would tell you is that what God says, just use the phrase, be it unto me, dear God, according unto your word. That's the first point. that Mary would make. And I would also like to add is that when Mary responded to the angel, now she thought about what the angel, what type of salutation, but she didn't hesitate after getting the message of what her assignment was. Immediately she said to the angel, behold, hallelujah, look at here, Mr. Gabriel, the handmaiden of the Lord. I'm the handmaiden of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. And I thought about it. I said, my God, some of the message, the will of God, which is his word for us, the things that God say to us, you shall live and not die. Then I say, well, Lord, be it unto me according unto your word. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He said, hallelujah, Isaiah 53, verse 5, 1 Peter 2:24, Psalms 107 and verse 20, praise God, regarding healing. If God has said with his stripes, hallelujah, I'm healed, then be it unto me according to your word. Whatever the situation is, whatever the circumstance, decide that you are going to be in agreement and say like Mary, say, God, be it unto me according to your word. Glory be to God. And this is one of my favorites. I love it when Jesus is talking to Martha. And remember he said, Martha, look, I'm the resurrection and the life. He that liveth and believeth on me shall never die. He said, I'm the resurrection and the life. Praise God. You remember that scripture. And the next scripture he said, he that liveth and believeth on me shall never die. And then he asked Martha the question, believest thou? Can you believe this, Martha? Hello, somebody. And if he said that, and this is my next statement to God, be it unto me according unto your word, dear God. Hallelujah. So that's the one point, the first point that I want to make, hallelujah, is what Mary said when she says, be it unto me according to your word. Make up your mind that you're going to agree with God and say, Lord, be it unto me according. Be quick. And what I like about that, she didn't wonder, she didn't ponder over that, but she was quick about being obedient to what God says. Hallelujah. So remember that when you're praying your prayers or doing intercessory prayer, take Mary's advice. Search the word of God regarding your situation and, hallelujah, pray God's word, believing that you receive. Isn't that what he said in Mark 11, praise God, verse 22 through 24? Have faith in God. Not only just have faith in God, but he says that whosoever shall say to what? The mountain. The mountain is your situation. Whatever's stressing you out, hello somebody, you shall not doubt in your heart, but shall believe that those things that you say shall come to pass. So remember, praise God. And he says, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. What else does Mary say? Well, remember when there was a wedding, praise God, hallelujah, glory be to God, and I'm almost finished. I know some people may have to leave, but I'm almost finished, believe it or not, hallelujah. At the wedding, praise God, when the wine ran out, Mary said, Jesus, look, the wine had run out. And you know Jesus made a comment, but in any case, Mary began to say to the servants, whatever he tells you to do, do it. That's Mary's second advice for us. Whatever God tells you to do, do it. It may seem strange to some, but whatever he tells you to do it, do it. If he tells you to make a phone call, to pray for this person, praise God, to do whatever it is his assignment is or whatever it is he's asking you to do. I remember when I was in Germany once, and I remember how, praise God, I experienced praise God, the baptism, the Holy Spirit. And I remember I was walking, and I was in a little housing area, and a young lady was walking near me, and the Spirit said to me, go over there and put your hands on her head and pray for her. And I'm telling you, because it was new to me, I just kind of talked myself out of it. But I learned after that time to be quick, praise God, to hear what God is saying and be quick to obey God. Because if you don't do it, God got somebody that will do it. Hello, somebody. And I don't want anybody to take my assignment. I want to do what the Father has given me. Praise the Lord. So, Mary, second piece of advice, whatever God tells you to do in accordance with his word, if he says believe that you receive, pray and ask God. I remember one person said, God, I believe, but help my unbelief. Pray and ask God to help you be in obedience with the word of God. So whatever he tells you to do, do it. That's the second point. And then the third point that I'll make, give God some glory. Remember, praise God, and this is the last point, praise God, I'm not going to keep you all night. Remember how, who is it, Mary had left after she got the news. She packed up a donkey, got on her way, and went on to see her cousin because the angel gave her a sign. He said, look, your cousin Elizabeth is pregnant, and this is the 6th month. Hello, somebody. And now getting that in news, don't you want to share that when God tells you something magnificent like that? You want to run and tell somebody. That's what the woman at the well did when she met Jesus at the well, glory be to God, and found out she was talking to the Son of God. Hallelujah, the Emmanuel with us. Hallelujah, glory be to God, a man she never met before. Hallelujah, but her life was never the same after that. After that encounter, she ran and told. So Mary packed up a donkey and got on the way and went up the hill country, praise God, and to her cousin Elizabeth. Hallelujah, when she met with Elizabeth and she heard the salutation that Mary was there, the babe in her womb, John, hello somebody, leaked in her womb, and met, and Elizabeth, praise God, was filled with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit came on her, and she began to prophesy to Mary. What is it that the mother of my Lord has come to see me? And she said, because you believe. That's another good piece of advice that Mary would give you, is to believe God. Hallelujah. Believe God. I would think that would be the first thing, because if you can't believe, what does the Hebrew say? Hallelujah. He that comes to God must believe, glory be to God, that he is, hallelujah, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So Elizabeth said to Mary, she said, you know, you blessed because you believe, and those things that you were told shall come to pass. Hallelujah. But she didn't say it of her own accord. The Spirit of God had came upon her and basically confirmed what the angel gave her had already told her. So 3 points, just 3 simple points or 4, however you want to count them, praise God. Be it unto me according unto your word. That's what Mary's advice is. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. That's the second piece of advice, praise God. And magnify the Lord. That's I'm going to get to that part. Believe God. Believe God. That's what Elizabeth said. Praise God. You blessed because you believe the information you were told by the angel Gabriel. Praise God. And then you know what Mary said in verse 46, second chapter of Luke. Praise God. She began to give glory to God. And that's her advice for us. Hallelujah. You ain't got to wait until you see it. Praise God. But give God, if you pray and ask for God to do something, praise God. Miss Georgia, praise God, I know you're believing, your daughter believing God for the transplant, the bone marrow transplant for your child, praise God. Just trust God. Believe that God is going to do it. Believe and have faith, hallelujah, and then begin to magnify the Lord. What did Mary say to Elizabeth after she heard that confirmation? She said, Mary said, my soul doeth magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And my spirit doeth rejoice. You can rejoice because you know what? God loves all of us. Hallelujah. He wants to work these situations out for us. But he wants us to hear what he's saying, to take him at his word, to trust him. Hallelujah. Then you begin. I like what Mary said when she said, be it unto me. She came out of her mouth. That's why I like Mark 11 chapter, verses 22 through 24, because the scripture teach whatsoever you say. Some things are not going to happen, church, until you open up your mouth and say something about the situation. And I need God's people to begin to trust him, to begin to believe in him like that, to the point that you're willing, praise God, hallelujah, to speak his word, and to when you pray to him, hallelujah, take him at his word, praise God, and then begin to magnify. My soul magnifies the Lord, hallelujah. I said, that is just absolutely wonderful. Somebody else could have just clapped their hands very softly and say, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Well, thank you, Jesus is good, but hallelujah, is I think it's in Psalm 62. It says, make his praise glorious. I love it. Glory be to God. Listen, I'm not going to keep you any longer. Praise God. I hope that you've gotten something out of advice from Mary, the mother of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And like I said, I enjoyed this message, hallelujah, that I got. Hallelujah. And so that's what I'm going to share with you. But I want to, I'm not going to give you another second message, but I want to give you a little bit of information. Praise the Lord, and then I'm going to let you go. Hallelujah. About another message that I heard, and I said maybe this will be the next time that I speak, I'll speak on it. But I heard a message once again from my little favorite preacher, Pastor Richmond, out of West Point, Mississippi, from Northside Christian Church. He was speaking from the book of Job. Hallelujah. And you may want to just study the book of Job. But this is something that may help somebody, and I want to make sure I leave this. It's almost like you're getting two for the price of one. Praise the Lord. He made a comment, and I thought it was just really wonderful. Praise the Lord. Y'all keep that message because you can come back to this website and you can listen to this again. But this is something that he said. He said, and remember when I mentioned to you that even though Mary was highly favored, I mentioned that a number of times, she was not exempt from having trouble. Even Jesus said in John 16, verse 33, in the world, you're going to have tribulation. Now, I'm going to tell you right now and confess, I don't like tribulation. I don't like trouble. I like things to run nice and smooth, but I'm going to tell you something right now. If you're living on earth, you're realizing that you're liable to have to face some difficult situations. But I want you to know you're not by yourself. God is with us. Hallelujah. And he's with us to work things out for our good. Isn't that what Romans 8:28 says? And I agree with him, hallelujah, and I stand on his word, hallelujah. So even though Mary was highly favored, blessed by God, a woman of God, hallelujah, listen to the word of God, look for the word of God and others, praise God, hallelujah, stood on his word, magnified him, hallelujah, she was not exempt from going through some stuff. So hello, somebody. But now watch this. This is what this preacher mentioned. This had to do with trouble. When trouble comes, sometimes you, the preacher said, let me make this first point that he said, and this is going to help you. He said, discipling, or other words, trying to figure out, discipling the meaning of trouble is often impossible. Hello, somebody. I'm going to repeat that because you can write that down, and I know a lot of preachers on this line, and you can preach from that if you like. Discipling the meaning of trouble is often impossible. In other words, he said, you're wasting your time if you're trying to figure out the meaning of trouble. Sometimes people say, why I got to go through this? Or why is this happening to me? Or why is it that I got to struggle with this addiction or this situation or this circumstance? Hello, somebody. But he says, trying to figure out the meaning of trouble is often impossible. Coming from the book of Job once again, and he does say, he makes this point, is that God works in mysterious ways. Hallelujah. And one thing he pointed out about Job is that Job was trying to defend himself, his integrity, his moral, his honesty, you know, how he did good with his servants and the people in the marketplace and others. But you'll find out that Job spent too much time, hello somebody, trying to defend himself against the trouble that came to him. But we have the backside of the story, and we know why or where Job's trouble came from. But like I said, I just wanted to give you a little tidbit of that, and I want you to realize sometimes you're spending a lot of time on trying to figure out what's the meaning of what you're going through. Give God some praise. And there was a young man by the name of Elihu. He wasn't one of the three friends that Job had, but he was a younger man, and he had an ault against Job and the three friends because they didn't come right. And I can give you some more of that because I don't want to go too much over that, but he made some points, and he talked to Job. He said, Job, you spent too much time on trying to convince somebody, and the preacher pointed out, I don't care what you do. With some people, you're never going to be able to convince them. Hello, somebody. Don't make no difference what you, You can say, I promise you, I declare it's the truth, I promise, and whatever you want to say, you're not going to be able to convince some people of what you're saying. But the bottom line is, Elihu pointed out that instead of Job spending all that time trying to defend himself, he should have been spending that time lifting up the name of God, praising God, giving God glory, hallelujah. When you know who God is, you can give him glory in spite of what the situation is, because guess what? Jesus left us peace, didn't he? Hallelujah. So in spite of what's going on, the storms can be rolling, praise God, hallelujah. The wind can be blowing, hello, praise God. But when you have God on your side, you can have peace. And you can say, blessed be the name of God. God, I thank you for this message tonight on advice from Mary, the mother of Jesus. I pray, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus for each person who came online tonight, hallelujah, to hear this good word. And I thank you for the advice, hallelujah, that you gave Mary that she can give to us. And I pray for each person that you will bless them in a special way. God, I don't know what they're standing in need of. Some may be having family members that need help. Some may need help themselves. Dear God, hallelujah. Some may be looking for a house or a job. I pray that you will meet the need of each individual that spent time to come on this line. And I pray, dear God, hallelujah, that they'll remember. Let us just draw nigh to you and give you the glory for who you are, for what you've done, because you've given us your very best. And his name is Jesus. I honor you tonight, Father. I bless you tonight. I give your name the praise. And I invite your Holy Spirit to stir us up on the inside, lead us and guide us and direct us and help us day by day. I pray special prayer for those who may have to travel during this weekend in the name of Jesus, praying that your wonderful warring angels go before them to keep them safe. Keep people on their right side of their highway. Be with those that may be in the airways, the trainways, even, Lord God, by way of ships, Lord God. We pray for their protection, and we pray that they'll get to their destinations and be able to enjoy themselves, praise God, or accomplish what you're sending them out to do. And, God, let them come back, and all is well in the name of Jesus. Anybody sick? We pray that the sword of the Spirit with your precious anointing will go forth, hallelujah, to heal, to set free, to save, and to deliver at the name of the Lord Jesus. We bind up all hindrance, all oppositions, all trouble in the name of, yes, yes, yes. You said whatsoever we ask you, believing that we receive, we have what we ask of thee. So we bind up distractions, and we come against the demon of deception tonight, because the enemy wants to keep people in, Lord God, in bondage by making them believe that you're not who you say you are, or that you're not going to do what you say. And we know that that devil is a liar. But God, you are true, and you are real, and you are for us, and you love us. We love you, we bless you, we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, give me a moment, and I'll give you a chance. If you have a prayer request, praise God, I'll give you the opportunity to say that. So wait before you start talking. I'm going to try to open up these lines. I'm trying to remember how to go out here and open up the lines. So give me just a moment. I'm opening up the lines right now. Praise the Lord. I pray that I am anyway. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe they say open up the lines by that. Okay, at this time, praise the Lord. I believe I have the lines open at this time. If you have a special prayer request, we would like to honor that prayer request and pray for you right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Anybody have a prayer request? Can you hear me?
I thank the Lord for being here. I thank you for all that he is doing. This is Minister Amos Joseph Collins calling out of Alliance, Ohio, and my prayer request is that God will continue to bless me in my endeavor to spread the word.
Praise God. And you said you were Minister who from Ohio?
Minister Amos Collins.
Mr. Amos Collins. Sure, I'll be glad to pray for you.
Okay, thank you.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, I thank you right now. I thank you for this brother, Minister Amos Collins, Lord God, from Ohio. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that he's asked, hallelujah, to bless him. And, Lord God, we speak a blessing on him, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And we pray that you will bless him to be able to continue to share the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, let your anointing, Lord God, be upon him and let him hear, anoint his ears, hallelujah, his heart, hallelujah, to hear from you so that when, Lord God, you put someone in his path, Lord God, he'll be able to hear what the Holy Spirit will say, and he will begin to share that word, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that would challenge the person that he's speaking to or the people that he's speaking to. It will challenge them to draw closer to you in Jesus' name. Bless him in a special way that he is a servant of God. We love you, Father. We thank you, and we pray that you do it. And it is so in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Collins. God bless you. Is there anyone else who has a special request? Prayer request? Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Okay, well, if there's no more prayer requests, did someone else say something?
Can you hear me? Yeah, this is Georgia from Texas. Can you hear me?
Hi, Miss Georgia. How are you?
Oh, thank you. I'm so blessed by that message. I'm so glad that you texted me to listen in. And, you know, you gave me a 7 o'clock time, and I'm in Texas, and I was thinking 7 o'clock, and I was watching TV, and the man from D.C. told me, it's 7 o'clock, and I said, oh, my goodness, I guess it must be time. I was at 6 o'clock in Texas, but it was 7 o'clock
right.
Your time. So I was so glad that God used him to remind me that I need to be online at 6 o'clock. I mean, yeah, it's 6 o'clock my time and not 7 o'clock my time. And also, I just want to thank God because he had you to pray for people who are looking for a house. And I have a girlfriend who's trying to buy a home, and I also have a son who's trying to buy a home. And you mentioned in your prayer, so God is good.
Yes.
I just want to give that praise that God is good. Mm-hmm.
God is awesome. Thank you, Miss Georgia, for joining the line with us. God bless you, and we're looking for great things for you and your family and your daughter, Tracy, praise God,
yes.
Is waiting on the bone marrow
yes.
transplant. And we're believing that God is going to work that out. I would that she didn't
mm-hmm.
even have to go through it, that God is supernaturally do it in the name of Jesus because his hand is not short. He's able to do anything. Hallelujah, glory
right.
be to God. And
amen.
I thank
praise
and praise God.
God.
I'm believing God for what people stand in need of, if they need a home, job, praise God. God release
mm-hmm.
it to them and give them favor when they complete the application in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. God bless you, Sister
praise
Darren.
God.
Sister Georgia, God
thank
bless
you. Praise
you.
God.
We work
mm-hmm.
at the switchboard together years ago when I was in the military.
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. God bless
mm-hmm.
you, my dear, and thank you for coming on. Anyone else, anybody have any comments they'd like to make tonight before I get ready and shut these lines down?
Praise the Lord. I enjoyed the word, my dear. Thank the
praise
Lord for using you tonight.
Bless the
this
Lord.
Is Matt Alexander.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Sister Alexander. You're always supporters. God bless you, and God meet all of your needs in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you again. Anyone else? I don't want to cut off people before,
well, praise
you know.
The Lord, great evangelist. This is Sister Lily calling.
How are you tonight? You was mighty on
praise
the
Lord
tonight. Hallelujah. Glory
yes,
to God.
Bless the Lord. I enjoyed the word. It was good.
Well,
yes,
praise,
it was.
Oh,
it was really good. Thank you so much.
BJ, God bless you too. Thank you all for supporting us on tonight and listening to this word. Amen.
Praise
yes.
God. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I pray
praise
God continues to bless.
Yes, ma'am. We pray that God will meet all your needs and fight that devil that's trying to fight against you in the name of Jesus. I
yes,
want
Lord.
God to knock the devil in the head and so he go back somewhere in a corner and crawl back to his hole in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And God give you victory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
bless you, my dear. Did you have something else to say, Apostle Billy?
I would just like to say, you know, in this season, we need more evangelists that, with the fivefold ministry period on the battlefield, that's not afraid to speak the truth about the gospel, the unadulterated truth, and not water it down. Don't put in what they think that it says, but just give me the word and give it to me straight. There's a book that says, I need a word, and I need you to give it to me straight. And you gave the word straight tonight. And I just pray in the name of Jesus that he bless you 100-fold the way that he sees fit for your obedience on tonight. And everything that you gave out, I pray in Jesus' name that he replenish you in Jesus' name. And we command Michael and Gabriel, the archangels, we command them to guard this word, that it will come to pass. It will do what God sent it out to do. And we just thank you that it will not be held up by the prince of the air. And we need more Marys, and we need more evangelists like the great evangelist that spoke tonight. God bless you. I love you, my dear sister and friend. Thank you for your obedience. I'm glad I was able to get on.
I touch and agree with you in Jesus' name. God bless you. Hallelujah. All right. You know, I don't like to keep no dead air, praise God, when we're on the radio. And I thank and praise God for Reverend Dr. Dorsey, who gives me this opportunity to come on this line and speak anytime I get ready to, praise God. But there's so much preaching going on, I decide to do it once a month as best as I possibly can. But I just thank and praise God for each one of you. I thank and praise God for giving us a woman of God, Mary, the mother of Jesus, praise God, who could give us advice tonight. Hallelujah, when you're going through different situations, praise God. Realize that, hallelujah, you have some information from Mary. Once again, I'm not going to repeat this whole message because you can go back and listen to it at any time. I want to thank and praise God for each one of you. God bless these people who came out tonight. Give them favor, grace, mercy, and meet them, hallelujah, with a special blessing in the name of Jesus. I love you, Father. I bless you. I praise you, and I worship you. Jesus, I honor you. Thank you that you were on this line with us, because the scripture teaches where two or three are gathered. Hallelujah. You will be in the midst. Hallelujah. To make those things, you heard what the prayer requests were. God, you make it so in Jesus' name. We love all of you. Thank you again. And if there's nothing else, we're going to bid you shalom. Enjoy your weekend. Stay safe and be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And good night.
Amen. God bless you.
All right. Shalom. Mm-hmm. A little bit more of that song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That song I like, Jesus Messiah.
Hey, you need to hear that.
Not that one.
Well,
I'm going to play it at some point, praise God. I'll play a little bit of that other song that came on earlier. Where is it? Hallelujah. Jesus Messiah. I like that. I can play that as we're getting ready to get off the line. Hallelujah. No, that's another song.
Thank you. Thank you, God.
All right, shalom, everybody. Have a blessed night.
Hallelujah. You have won the victory.
That's why you can't be defeated. That's why you can't be stopped, because of the truth. Take the roof off of this place. Look up on the table, come over this room.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm.